So we're holding the bottom of Tzadik Gimel Amud Aleph. Two lines from the bottom. Amar Reb Tanchum, Dorash Ba'akapara B'tzipuri. Ba'akapara Dashin and Tzipuri. May Dechsev Sheisha Sa'orim Ma'ela Nasanli. It says, Rus told Nami, told her mother-in-law, that Boaz gave her six pieces of barley. So why, what sheish? What does it mean she gave her, that the Boaz gave her six, ilayim sheish se'orim mamish, literally six pieces of barley, six grains of barley. V'chidakeh shal Boaz litim matana sheish se'orim. Is that a normal matana that you do? So little, six little kernels of barley. Too little. Ella, sheish se'orim, it was six sa'. Is it a derech of it? So heavy to carry, she says. No, really, she gave her six kernels. And it was just a remez. It wasn't there for matan. It was just to show her, six children would come out of her. All six are going to have six brachas. Elohim, which children? Which David, Mashiach, Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. So that's six, and they're all going to have six brachas. They're going to be mitzvah with six things.
But in the story, when you read the story,
which story?
Ruth.
Oh yeah.
He gave her food. She had food when she went back. This is not enough food.
Well, this is all she gave her. Maybe she was able to collect it someplace else. But this is what the Gemara is saying. The reason why she gave her this was only because, maybe afterwards she gave him more. But, no, we're coming out. Not El Ram is not. It's really Sheish Garinish. Sheish Garinish. Well, we said that you can't carry. That's way too much. So we're saying it's either Sa or it's Garinim. So we're saying it was six Garinim. So now, what are the six brachas? And we said this.
What's two times six?
No, each child is going to have six brachas. Not six children. Six anakah, whatever, yeah. And each one's going to have six brachas.
So from 1 6, you're going to have 2 6.
2 6, yeah. She couldn't give her 48, what?
She should have given 2 6s.
Yeah.
2 times 6.
Ve'ela and David, so those are the six people. David, where do you see? The chsiv, ve'yan echad me'an arm. We'll see who that is. Ve'yoyme, and told Shaul, hine isi ben li'isha. He wanted to get Shaul jealous about David. So he said, I see a son to Yishai, ve'selachmi. So he has six milas. He had there Nagin, Gibra Chayil. We'll explain what each mile is. The Ish Melchama, Venova, and Dovah, Ish Torah, and Vashem Imlet. So those are six milas that David had. So what is the milas? Vam Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Kala Pasuk Hazeh, this whole Pasuk, Le Amru Doig Ela B'Lashon Ha. The reason why Doig was telling this to Shaul wasn't Stam coming to praise David. He was coming to say Lashon Ha. He was coming to make Shaul jealous. He wanted Shaul to kill David. So what was that? Yedeh Nagin. What does it mean? He knows how to sing? That's not true. Sheyedei Elisha. He knows how to ask. He knows how to ask and learn. Entire. He wanted to get him jealous in Ruchnis. Giba. Sheyedei Elahash. What?
Supposed to be jealous in Ruchnis.
Can I?
Supposed to be jealous in
Ruchnis. That's if you want to imitate him, not if you want to get rid of him.
Godless. He said that he's greater than you. That's what you're trying to say.
The Shiva Shatara.
No, so that's a yifashtei learning. Once you ask, if you don't ask, you won't understand. He knows how to ask the right questions.
When you ask a question, you raise your voice. When you give an answer, you lower your voice. That's a nigun.
No, what's that? No,
he's asking what's the nigun sheikhs to learning.
Okay.
Tyre is a shiva.
Yeah. Okay. Giber, sheyedei lahashiv. He knows how to answer. Ish mochama, sheyedei alitzev alitzev. B'machamte shel teyo, he knows how to be mevakeach, handle and learning. Ish taya, shemar uponim ba'alocha, he brings rayas to his learning. V'nova in dava, shemev in dava mitech dava. The Rebbe tells him one thing and he can understand another thing coming out of that. And the sixth thing was v'ashem imay. What does that mean? Shalocha kamaisa b'chol maka. Not only that he understands learning and he knows how to ask, he knows how to answer, but it's also that he has such clarity that the halacha is like him. Bekulu, on all the five other things, Amalu Yonasim Beni Kamayu. I'm not jealous of David, of Yishai that has a child David, because my son Yonasan also has all these milas. He knows how to ask, he knows how to answer, David. But Kibud Amalei Hashem Imoy, once he told him Hashem Imoy, Milsad the Bidei, Nami Le Havibe, Shaul himself didn't have this Hashem Imoy, which means Allah Kumaisim Makom Makom, so Cholash Daite. He got weak. V'kanyebe, and he had kinna in Yishai that had a son David. The Bishal, how do you know? The Bishal Ksiv Chayla Shifana Yashia, which means he didn't have, wherever he turned, he didn't have clarity in learning, whatever that means. Over David, Ksiv Chal Makom Shifana Yatzlich, any place he turned, he had Hatzlacha in learning, which means Malach Kumais Ksiv Chal Makom. And still, if you remember, the Gemara Megillah, the Gemara Makis, that everything he did, he asked his rabbi. Yeah.
And there was law. Oh, to tell somebody so good at learning, that's all Lashon Hara. I'm saying
that's like what Matzah was saying. The matar was to say Lashon Hara. That was the matar. To be jealous of him. He knew that he didn't like him, and now he's telling him, he's building him up.
Why even mention him at all then?
Why what?
Why bring him up at all? Why would Doug bring him up at all?
He wanted to say Lashon Hara. He wanted the child to kill him.
Oh, he did?
Yeah. So the Imam and Allah the Dayak, how do you know this was Dayak? It doesn't say anything, but it says Vayan Echad Man Arm. How do you know it was Dayak? The Ksivach of Vayan Echad Man Arm wasn't mean one of the Arm, Meyuchad Shem an Arm. The most Chashit is someone that stood out. So, and who's that? The Ksiv Hasan, it says another Pasuk, Meshay Mishma Avdei Shal, Vayamahu Natsal of Nehashem. There was one of the people of the servants of Shal. He stopped the Fnei Hashem. What does it mean? Hashem says he stopped to learn a lot of Torah. Ushmai Dayak Adayimi, Avi Harayim. He was Avezim. Ashal Ashal. So you see that he was from the greatest men of Shaul. So when it says Echad Men Arim, before it says now, Pasuk Echad Men Arim, that he said these six things, Echad Men Arim is obviously from the greatest man, which is Dayak. Okay, so that we took care of David. He had six madas. Next was Mashiach. What was his madas? The Chsiv. V'nacha Allah v'ruach Hashem, v'ruach chachma v'vina, chachma v'vina, v'ruach etza v'gvura, v'ruach das v'yiras Hashem. That's six. V'chsiv, v'harecha v'yiras Hashem, you smelled yiras Hashem. Amar Rav Alexandroi, melamed, sheti'inoi, mitzvah yisurim kirachayim. Recha, why would we be damit? Because he had to have, Mashiach had to have more mitzvahs and more yisurim than everyone else. Rechaim like a mill. Why? In order for him to be Zeich, to be Mashiach, he had to have more mitzvahs. Now, what does it mean, more mitzvahs? More Yisroel can understand that, you know, he had more pain.
Each more mitzvah you do is harder to do because Yisroel, so each mitzvah is more schar.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean more mitzvahs. That's Yisroel. It says he has more mitzvahs
and Yisroel. Someone does mitzvahs b'tach Yisroel, it gets more schar than someone does.
Schar, but that doesn't say more mitzvahs. Oh, he had more mitzvahs than everyone else.
Yeah, that's why he makes him Mashiach. He's better than everybody else.
Oh, but mitzvahs means that he had more than Tayyag. He had more mitzvahs.
More mitzvahs than Tayyag.
Yeah, you know, he loaded on mitzvahs of Yisroel. So Yisroel was saying, understand, like Rav Mazal was saying, you get more schaaf Yisroel. More mitzvahs. The Chayanim want to explain.
But doing that itself is a mitzvah, no? Doing a mitzvah through tzar is a mitzvah in itself. Isn't there?
It's the same mitzvah, just harder. No?
Well, what's the lashon that we do? There's a specific. Right?
Get more
right,
schar.
It's only the
schar.
And does he even know that he has more than Tayyad?
What?
Is it not yet? That's not the problem. He has more than Tayyad? How
does
he even know?
Well, so that's a part. Okay, that's a good idea. So the way the Achranim want to answer, the Mashon, this is others that want to say that Matina mitzvahs because he gets part of Klal Yisrael's mitzvahs. Others that are doing mitzvahs, he was mashpi on them, so he gets them mitzvahs also. When you mashpi on someone, you tell someone to do good, and he does good. So it's because of you, so therefore, he got those mitzvahs. Okay. Rav Amar, the Mareach Vadayim. He was able to smell, or Mashiach has to, Vareich Abiyas Hashem means he's able to smell, not Rechayim, not a mill. He's able to smell, by the entire, he's able to smell who's right and who's wrong. The Chsiv, like it says, V'loy L'mare Einov Yishpoit, he's not going to be down to the Mar Einov, what he sees. And the pasuk goes right to V'loy L'mishma Oznav Yechiach, not what he hears. And then the pasuk says, V'shvat Tzed B'tzedek Dalim, V'chiach V'misha La'an V'aretz. So now, if he's not going to be able to see, if not through seeing and not through hearing, he's going to pass, and how else is he going to hear? How else is he going to paskin? He's going to paskin from smelling. So that's a simon to Mashiach. So if someone says Mashiach, if someone comes and says Mashiach, by him, Beshav Tzitzvi, they did this?
He can smell by his lies. He'll be able to navigate his way and respond to it.
It's like a lie detector. You can tell when someone's lying.
Back to Ziva, Malach, if you remember this last week in Yaakov, we spoke about him. Back to Ziva, Malach, Tat, and Shnin. Back to Ziva was, he ruled over Klal Yisrael, Tat, and Shnin, Opaga, 2.5 years. Amul Rabbanan, Ana Mashiach. What was his army? You know that he wanted it, it was after the Chum Beis Hamikdash, and he said that you have to go ahead. First he said to bite off the thumbs, and then he switched, and the Chum upset him, so he said you have to go on a horse and run and rip out a tree while you're on the horse, with all the roots. So he had a very powerful army, so they thought he was Mashiach. Amulei, Mashiach siv, the Mayorach Vada. The Mashiach, it says, that he's able to smell. Nechse Anani, Mayorach Vada. Given the chazu, the loy mireach, vadayim, once they saw that he couldn't smell a mishpat katlu, they killed him. How were they able to kill him? His army didn't save him? I mean, who was able to get them? He was so strong.
They abandoned him. But they still were yared the gdailim, so the gdailim decided that they killed him, except
his army himself killed him. Is there any Tziyanim, they hold that Mashiach is here now? They hold about Mashiach? No.
Only the Babaja held that Mashiach is here.
No. They hold that partly Mashiach is here? Held something like that, no? Okay.
Maybe you might say Mashiach.
Right, say something, no?
It says in the commentary the Romans might have killed him.
It's mashed for the Gemara, not. Katlu, they killed him.
Right. There's an opinion here that says that they deserted him, the Jews deserted him, which made him vulnerable to the Romans. It's another opinion.
Daniel, we said two so far. We said David had 6 miles, and we said Mashiach had 6 miles. Now the other four was Daniel, Hanani, Mishael, and Azariah. How do you know the 6 miles? Chsibu Hashem Bohem called Mum. They didn't have any Mum. Interesting to say with Aleph, put it around. The Tebe Mara, Umaskilim B'chal Chachma, they looked good, Umaskilim B'chal Chachma, V'yoyde Das, Umavine Mada, they understood, V'ashakayach Behem Lamad, Behechel HaMelech, they had kayach to stand in the Hechel HaMelech, Ululamdom, Sefer V'losh and Kazdim, and to learn these languages, Sefer V'losh and Kazdim, Bava.
Know how to read it also.
Right. He didn't have 6, I guess. So the Mamaya Sha'im Behem Kamum. These are 6 Enikl Chavrus she gave her. Bayez gave her to be Miramis or what she's going to have. So Maya Sha'im Behem Kamum. What's this Sha'im Behem Kamum? I'm Rabbi Chama, I feel like Rivdi the Kasilta Lehavabu. Rivdi Kasilta is the Kli that they did Hakaza with. A little scratch.
The hole.
They made a hole. They did write a mole, that's what everyone...
So they didn't need...
They didn't need our cousins down. Yeah. It means everyone used to need our cousins down, they had any infection, whatever it was, they took out blood. So they didn't even need that, they didn't need any scratches in their body, they were so healthy. My basha kayach b'em lamed b'heichel ha-melech, they had kayach to stand. And the heichel ha-melech, what's that? What's that, Milo? Omer b'chom b'chanin b'lamed she'ayinsin es atzman, menaschayk u'menasicha u'menashina. They were able to hold themselves back from Schaik, the Vischaik, Kalis Reish, Sicha, talking, Kvan Betelem, and Shina sleeping. Like those guards. We have British guards, yeah.
They have off hours, though.
Okay. Ungmamidin al-Atzman, and also they were to stand Beshashin and Tzrachal and Kveyan. while they had to go to the bathroom, they were able to stay in the Beis Hamikdash if they were needed, and they didn't have to use the facilities. Ne'emes HaMalchus. Now that's an iss about the Shaksu. Well, even not. Is that right? Even not. You're not going to hold yourself back, and ever. So, you could train yourself.
That's not what the Gemara says. The Gemara says they needed to go.
Right. So the answer goof is the Shainim one answer. Ne'emes HaMalchus. You let it not go. You let it not go.
If you're afraid of
that.
So then why would
so by Davin, if it's not Amos HaMalchus, and also Milshman Esther, if you have to go a little bit, you're not supposed to walk out. There is ways sometimes that you're not supposed to. Yeah.
They never slept.
No, when they were there.
They were
Ma'at B'Shina
when they were there.
Amos HaMalchus means what? It means the Kedush of the Beis HaMikdash.
Yeah.
But the whole Esther, why is it that you're not allowed to Davin? It's not because you're, is it because you're feeling uncomfortable or because it's disgusting that you have waste within you?
Right.
So what's the difference here? If whether they feel it or whether they don't feel it, whether Amos Malchus or not, there's still the Baal Teshach is still there.
When you're standing in front of Hashem, sees your whole goof. It's one thing. You're standing in front of the mouth. He doesn't know what's going on.
But Amos so Malchus over here is the Beis HaMikdash, no?
No, Heichal HaMelech. The Heichal HaMelech.
The reason why you
get down
and go to the bathroom is because there's a tzayin there, or it's because...
The reason why what?
That you know that the Amalan is because there's Tzayin you, or it's just because you have to think that?
Yeah, the Rav spoke about this last year, no?
Yeah. There's Machlekes and Rishayin on what the reason is.
But why would they fear going to the bathroom of the Malkus? Why would they fear that? They couldn't go, it would take them 2 seconds.
You don't leave the Heichal HaMelech.
You mean right? He's talking when they're right in front of him? He's discussing it.
Zogt the Pasuk weiter, zogt the Pasuk weiter. Ve'yihu behem b'nei Yehuda, Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. It says they were children of Bnei Yehuda. It says Daniel, and then Hananiah. It says all four in the pasuk. So Amar Rabba Laza, yeah. Kulam Bnei Yehuda. All four, it's going on, it's referring to all four. Rav Shua Bar Nachmani, I'm a Daniel of Bnei Yehuda. No, it's only referring to Daniel, and Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, Mishael, Shvat. So now he's arguing with the Gemara before, Asher says, what? No, it doesn't have to be from Yehuda, but first of all. And anyways... No. And the argument with the Gemara before, that the Gemara said that she gave Rus 6 kernels for to have the 6 children.
If it was just the maternal descent, that it wouldn't be such a big shvach for her. Otherwise, you could say they came from a maternal. In other words, from her daughters. But the point is that it wouldn't have been a big shock if it was only from the daughters.
Okay. You're asking or you're answering?
No, I'm answering. How's Rashi know that it's arguing? Maybe they came from the daughters.
Oh.
Even if it came from the daughters, it's still from
the daughters. No. So why is Rashi arguing? It's either because Rashi holds that if it came from the daughters, it's not such a big shock.
Okay. Zog the Gemara Vayita. The Pasuk says, "Umunecha sheyitzeim imcha shetoled yikhu vayisrisim beheichel melech." Bava. That's what the Pasuk says. They're going to be Srisim. What does Srisim mean? Your children, these children are going to be Srisim. What is that? It says, where Chizki Melech Yudah says, is, let me Srisim. My Srisim, Rabba Ma Srisim Amish. Right? That, what? What's the English word?
Stam?
No. Crush the Bayim. Eunuchs.
Oh, a eunuch?
To castrate yourself.
Whatever. Okay, yeah. They can't have children. Yeah. So Srisim Mamish. So Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, they were Srisim Mamish. They couldn't have any children.
So again, this is
that's what Rashi says. It's arguing on Naman Aleph that said that they went to Eretz Yisrael afterwards and had children. Right? The Gemara asks what happened to them. The Gemara says that one of the Manamah says they went to Eretz Yisrael and had children. This is Rav is arguing it. They crushed Avodah Zarah. They proved everyone that there's no Avodah Zarah, that Avodah Zarah is wrong. They went into the fire and they stayed alive. So the Mabishlam and the Ma'adam Hashem is Taras Avodah Zarah b'Imeihem. The Avodah Zarah got crushed in their days. Hanin Dechsev v'Chevel.
They lost this koyach. The Taras is like washing Saris.
Yeah.
So that means so where Avodah Zarah doesn't have a koyach to be Ma'adam. Lost this koyach.
V'Chevel loy osi behind. It says v'Chavala osi behind. It says they didn't have any Chavala. If you're going to tell me that's Srisim Mamish, so they had a wound, that they were Srisim. right? That they couldn't have children. But the pasuk says v'chavala yasi b'hain. So it's mashma that they had no chavala. There were no wounds in them. So that's good only if you hold the manam shum stas avodah zarah b'yameihem. Sirisim doesn't mean that they had a wound. And the manam sirisim mamish my chaval my v'chavala yasi b'hain. What does it mean they didn't have a wound? So the gemara chavula d'noya. It means that they didn't in the fire they didn't get ruined. Nothing happened to them. There was no chavala. There was no wound in the fire. What? No, we're going now on these three.
No.
So it's
talking about regular
chavala
and they didn't have any wounds at all?
No, again. No, not in that pasuk.
The fire didn't cause them any damage.
No, he's asking. When it says over there, it doesn't say Daniel. It says, you're going on the, referring to the first pasuk.
Yeah.
We're going now, Menecha Sheyitzei Mucha, Ashatel Miku, Vayitzisim Eichel Melech. So that's not going on Daniel. That's only going on the other three. So then it says,
that's something
rather
simple, but doesn't
have an
outside wound, a wound that is visible?
Why are you saying that? Right. No, she's asking. Sirisim, even if it's Sambayim, it's not the same.
Yeah, well, whatever they did to him, get him a Swiss, is washed. The Melech made him a Swiss, what did they do?
They crushed it, don't know. So they say maybe inside you don't see it.
So it could be they gave him special medication. But
it's okay. Possible now. Yeah. In fact, the Gemara, so the Chaval Le Yosef Bahai means...
This passage is different than the passage before, Ain't Bom Mo, we said before, that they didn't... The first passage we used.
No.
So Rashi answers, because when they came in front of the Melech, they didn't have a Mo.
That was early.
And then he gave them...
No, this is the Melech gave them a Mo.
The first part was referring when it said Daniel.
They didn't say anything about Mo. Oh yes, that's what we just said. That over there is talking about before they came to the Malachas. But then when they came to the Melech, he made them a mum because that's the derech of a Melech. Why is that the derech of a Melech? He actually says he doesn't want them to get married because he wants them to be busy with him all day. He doesn't have the kids. So the Ma'ar v'achsiv, so you're going to tell me, it means the fire v'achsiv, reyach nor loy adas behen. The smell of the fire didn't get to them. So what's the two things? Loi chavala v'loi reicha. Not a. So it says already that if you can tell me it's just a fire, It says already no reich. There are two things. Loi chavala, then have chavala v'loi reicha, not reich, the smoke of the fire.
That means they didn't have burnt. Nothing. Like they were bombed.
Right. So the Ma'ar Bishlam, the man the Amish and the Stas, Avay the Zah, B'Yimeihem, that they were able to get rid of the Avay the Zah in their days. So it's a mila. The Sarisim, the Baruch Hashem, saying a mila that they got rid of the way the Zohar and they protected Shabbos. Elamanam Sarisim Amish. It means that they were really wounded, that they weren't able to have children. Mishtai Kra Beganusa the Tzadika. The mother, the pasuk is coming to say a gnus of a tzaddik. Why is the pasuk coming to say that? The mother, they had both. That means the man that says Sarisa Mamish, he agrees also that they stopped Avodah the Zarah. They fooled they got rid of Avodah the Zarah. So when the Pasuk is saying Hashem and Sarisim, is going on, when the Pasuk over here said Sarisim, is going on the mile that they had, that they stopped Avodah
the
Zarah.
More than that, and the self-sacrifice of themselves also, the Mishan Efesh, and that's what happened to them.
Right. Oh, you mean...
And they were able to achieve that Lamaisa, they were in the still Avodah the Zarah.
Right. So the Ma'ar Bishlam, the man that says Mamish, that they were really serious. I'm going to give you Yad V'Shem, which is better than Banim and Banis, because you don't have any children. So I'm going to give you something better than that. They had children. Right? They had children, but they died. So now he said, I'm going to give you something which is better than children that you had. So the Gemara, my shame, Olam, Etin La Shalai Yikaris. What is that? Amar Abtanchem Darish Bar Kapar B'Tzipuri Zeh Sefer Daniel, which means it says Etin La. It says Allah Shin Yachar. I'm going to give one of you something special. What's that? That was talking to Daniel. That I'm going to give you something special. What is that? Sefer Daniel Shenikra Al Shemai was called on his name. So the Gemara Mechti. So therefore, now we're talking about Daniel, so we're going into something else. Kol Milidaz de Ezra, Nechemya ben Chikaya Aminu. The whole Sefer Ezra, Nechemya ben Chakalia said it. Nechemya ben Chakalia, my time of the Ikri, Sefer HaShemeh. So why isn't it called, why is it called Ezra? Why isn't it called Nechemya ben Chakalia? He was the one that had the Nevuah. So why didn't he say it? He took the credit to himself. Hashem, remember me for the good things that I did. So he was a Balkai, but sniffle with anyone. So the Mo David also said, remember me. So the Mo David racked me the Kabbai. He wasn't trying to say, remember me. He was asking for. Right. So the Mara, Rabbi Yosef Amar, no. The Chilek is, Nesha Sipa Begnusin Shal Yishayna.
He was trying to use his own Schosim, like.
Because of my schosim, the taiva means for what I did good.
For my good doing means.
Yeah, but for my good doing means we're saying if he was like mourning a Kaddish Baruch. Yeah, you're right. No, it says more. If you finish the pasuk, it says Kol Asher Asisi Al Am Hazeh, everything that I did for this nation. Because he spoke about the he embarrassed the Yishayim. Shenema, va'apachos Yishayim ashalafonai echbidu al ha'am. The people before me, they were hard on the nation. Yikumem belecha v'yayin echad kesef shkolim acha kesef shkolim echad
echad.
The bottom they bring an acha. Okay, fine. So you see, he was embarrassing the people before. And even on Daniel, which is greater than him, Sipa. So now, Nolan the God, man, how do you know Daniel is greater than the Chsiv? Daniel himself saw this Mara, or whatever that meant, and they did the Shechina, and the people that were with him didn't see it. But the people around him got frightened. And they went into hiding. So now, who are these people? Who are these people? Daniel wasn't a Navi. They were Naviim. So Inu Adifim Minei. Chagi Zechayim Malachi are greater than him. V'iyu Adif Minei. And he's greater than them. Inu Adifim Minei. They are greater than him. The Inu Navi, V'iyu Lav Navi, Navi. They are Navi. He's not a Navi. V'iyu Adif Minayu, and he's greater than them. The Iyu Chaza, over here he saw. V'inu Loi Chaza. So the Ma'ar V'chemiyachad Loi Chaza. My time of Ivis. So if they didn't see, why did they get frightened? The Ma'ar forgot the Inu Loi Chaza. Even though they didn't see, Loi Chaza Midi Mazlayu Chazi. The Mazal saw. Amar Avinu Shema Mino. Haiman the Mivis, someone who gets scared, Afagav the Iul Chazi, he himself doesn't see Mazle Chazi. His Mazel sees. Mai Tekante, what should he do? Linshif Miduchte Abig Amidi. He should move from a spot for Amis. Inami, look at Kirishma. You say Kirishma. Vikoib Makamatinoifis. If he's in a dirty place that he can't say. Lay Mahachi, this is where you say, Iza de Beitavcha, Shmini Minoi. The animals. But the shlachtos are fatter than me. Bother them. Don't come and bother me.